This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Have you always wanted to learn something more about a hunting-related topic? Or always wanted to say something to someone on social media that called out something related to hunting? Or even how to address a statement made by colleagues around hunting? You want to be confident in your response, but you're just not equipped with enough knowledge, facts, or questions to sound intelligent. In the next 5 minutes, I'll give you what you need. Short, sharp, information dense, and to the point. Here we go.
So here's the question. Who is Bob Marshall? I actually didn't know who Bob Marshall was until I did a little bit of research. I knew of the Bob Marshall Wilderness Area. I knew of the new Bob Marshall knife from Montana Knife Company, but I actually didn't know who Bob Marshall was and his history and what he has done for wilderness areas in the United States. Bob Marshall, according to Wikipedia, was a wilderness activist that was born in January of 1901, died in 1939 at 38 years old. He started with the Forest Service in 1925 as a 25-year-old, and here is what is really cool about this. In 8 short years, in 1933, he was asked by President FDR, Franklin D. Roosevelt, to be the Chief of Forestry under the Bureau of Indian Affairs. He held this position from 1933 to 1937. He became the head of recreation management in the Department of Forestry from 1937 to 1939. If you're following along, he's already put in 14 years of service with the Forest Service. What Bob Marshall is actually known for, in 1935, him and a bunch of friends decided to create a nonprofit called the Wilderness Society. I want you to think about today's day and age and the political environment that we live in today and look at the demographic of individuals that sit in Washington, D.C., as well as hold cabinet positions under the executive branch of the government. How many 35-year-olds do you know hold those kinds of positions today? It's pretty unbelievable that someone that was 32 through 38 years old held those leadership positions in the Forest Service back then. Unfortunately, for outdoor recreation and wildlife management, Bob Marshall died of heart failure at the tender age of 38 years old. However, his legacy is immortalized because 25 years later, the Wilderness Society, the society that he founded, helped get the Wilderness Act passed in Congress, designating wilderness areas all across the United States and protecting 9 million hectares because of his vision when he was a 35-year-old. And as such, the Bob Marshall Wilderness in Montana and Mount Marshall in the Adirondacks are named after Bob Marshall. The Bob Marshall Wilderness is 1.5 million square acres of pristine wilderness that is often referred to just colloquially as the Bob. Bob Marshall has a lot of quotes tied to him, but one of his most famous quotes almost seems prophetical. As society becomes more and more mechanized, it will become more and more difficult. It will become more and more difficult for people to withstand the nervous strain, the high pressure, and the drabness of their lives. to escape these abominations, constantly growing numbers will seek the primitive of the finest feature of life. So there's the answer to who is Bob Marshall.